And opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has a number of things that are happening today that have people coming to the house. So she is up and at them already this morning. So you have me today here on the 15th of September, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can hop into our chat room at the same place, or you can go to the YouTube and watch us on KCNR. YouTube, KCNR Radio, live on that. Yes. And I'm waving right now to anybody that's out there. I'm sure there's millions. There's probably 500,000 Chinese right now watching this, learning about freedom. Freedom. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And they're saying, he can say that? He can say that? Nobody's coming in? He can say that? Hey, Jared, what's the weather look like today?
It is currently 63 degrees. Today we're going to see a high of 97, a low of 58. Tomorrow, a high of 91, a low of 57. On Friday, a high of 91, a low of 57. On Saturday, we have a chance of showers with a high of 82, a low of 57. Sunday, it says showers are likely with a high of 73, a low of 49. And then on Monday, a high of 80 with a low around 55.
Of course, it's going to be raining Sunday. Because I'm on the range Sunday. I hate it when it rains on the range. I love the rain. I hate being on the range when it happens. Maybe I'll hold off till noon.
Would you rather be on the range at 110 degrees or rainy?
110.
Oh, well.
Because I can put people in the shade. But if they're out there shooting in the rain, they're thinking I'm getting wet. They don't think I'm getting hot because you can break all the time. Of course, we'll do the same thing with that. We'll put them undercover. And in fact, we might be able to shoot that way. So, what special day is it today?
Tackle Kids Cancer Day.
Okay. Is that it?
Well, I just figured that was.
That's a big one.
An important one.
That is a big one. Cancel right. Or tackle cancer.
Kids Cancer Day. Oh. But if you want something a little lighter, Double Cheeseburger Day.
Whoa. Our air quality index, according to this, is 65 and poor, which is interesting. If you look at two different, you can look at two different of these air quality indexes. And one of them will say 65 and poor, and the other one will say, let me see here. The other one will say that the air quality index is 156 and unhealthy. Now, who do you believe? This one is from IQ Air, air quality in Reading, 156, unhealthy.
I usually use the IQ Air, but yeah, there's another one. If you just sometimes others will be like drastically lower.
Yeah, I know. That's the other one I looked at. So let's just go with, you know what? I'd rather err on telling people that it's unhealthy out there. So if you've got a lung condition or asthma or something like this, take care of yourself. You might want to not go out and run 6 miles today. The air quality index, the weather, it's all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call, 365-3793. Now, starting out, I'm having my blood drawn today after the show, which means you don't eat anything for 12 hours or more. But the worst part of this whole thing, eating doesn't bother me. Not eating doesn't bother me. Not having coffee in the morning is really tough because I've noticed that over the last month, I've gone from one cup of coffee, mug of coffee, during the show, to one and a half, which is kind of strange. I don't know why. Not in every show. But many of the shows, I'll go back and get another half mug of coffee there. So, lots of things happen. Lots of things. I promised to talk about people go through. Have you ever been stalked?
No, I haven't had that privilege.
I've been stalked, especially in the last 3 months. I'm really, I'm not too sure what to do about it. The person uses different phone numbers. Yeah. And so that kind of fools me at times. And I finally said, you know what, I'm going to talk to him. Usually I just don't talk to him. So this time I talked to him, and I said, hey, this has just got to stop. And I said, you know, this is getting to be very worrisome to me, and I feel like, you know, I'm starting to feel threatened. And you know what the response was, of course, Jared?
You know, I did what?
The response was, well, I really think that you need to extend your auto warranty. I swear to God, I got two phone calls within 10 minutes of each other from the same people, even though it says press 2 if you want to be never talked to again by these groups of people, right? And there it was. They called again. And I said, look, I realize I could have said nasty things. I realize you're doing your job, but this is getting to be ridiculous. And he said, well, thank you very much.
In that case, I have been stalked. I'm currently being stalked.
You're
currently,
you know what?
I get those calls almost every single day.
Oh, you know what? It's not just on the home line. It's on, now it's on my cell phone. So I went to the Federal Trade Commission and I reported the numbers because one was from, okay, this is how they're doing it. They're calling, which one's from some place in California with a 530 area code. And I went, says unknown caller. I said, I don't know who that is. The second one's from Cottonwood, and I thought it was, I just thought it was somebody, you know, it was from Cottonwood calling and complaining about the Donnie Chamberlain article in the News Cafe. And I answered it. And it's come to our attention. Okay, so this is what I did to the guy. I said, he said, you know, about your auto. I said, you know what? I am so glad you called me. I'm so glad you called me. I'm really looking to get that warranty on my 68 Ford F-150. I said, it's got over 300,000 miles. And there's just kind of like silence on the other end. He goes, well, I was calling about the other cars you have registered. Right, so he's got a list of my, you know, they've got a, you know, they know what cars you have, and that's when I went into, you know, this is, you know, this could be concern, you know, this is, you know, hurting my mental health here. You're constantly stalking me, and he goes, and then I said, please take my name off your list. I was thinking about getting one of those air horns, but I don't know if that's legal if you can do that, and you know. And the other thing was, you know, they call up and they, and when they answer, and when they, hey, I want to talk to you about your, why did you call this number? Oh, it's about your, well, look, this is Lieutenant McIntosh of the Reading Police Department, and I need to talk to you because, I've noticed that, you know, these call, you know, that you all have called before here and we're investigating a murder. I mean, there's all types of things you can do. Some people will just stay on the line with them for like 30 minutes, you know, because these guys get paid. These guys and girls get paid for how many people they, you know, they talk to or if they sell any. So if you keep them on the line for 30 minutes, just drawing it out, they can get they get upset, which is too bad. But I don't have 30 minutes. I tell you who's really good at this is Tim.
Cypress Square
Barbershop. Tim is great at this. He'll get a phone call like that. If he doesn't have a customer, he'll keep him on the phone forever. And he, you know, he sounds like he's right on the verge of signing. Gosh, what about this? And he says, will you take my credit card? And that gets him all excited. anyway, I'm tired of it. How do you keep these, jerks from calling you? And, you know, you're on a no call list. So you think, okay, I'm on a no call list. So you can't call me. Wrong. Now, so what you do is you go to the FTC. They've got a site there, and I put in both numbers that called me. A brief synopsis of what it was. Well, of course, they've got something there. Was this about warranties, extended warranties? Yes. It sucks. Hey, when we come back from this break, we're going to start off with, did you know there was an election recall yesterday, Jared?
I was vaguely aware of it.
You voted.
I did.
I voted. Linda voted. Many people I know voted. And it's interesting to see what the returns were. It appears that Gavin Newsom barely squeaked by. And we're going to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani started this business about the same time we started a radio station. He's our firearm dealer of choice when it comes to selecting new long guns or pistols, all the accessories, ammo. He's got it all at Bastiani Arms. He's a great guy, super customer service, great gunsmithing. He has it all right here in Reading at 2539 Mullersburg. Not only that, veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. You can give him a call at 222-8222 or stop by. He's open Tuesday through Saturday. 7:16 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays, including your birthday, paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Bring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District Radio Show. where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area. From climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. See you then.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda. Bye. Linda has got like 1,000 different engagements this morning to try and keep the house from, I don't know, you know, she just has things, people coming over and doing things, and they start early. But it is 7:21 in the morning here on the 15th of September. It's going to have a high today of 98. Yesterday was warm. Air quality index is like 156, not good. And this portion of the show, though, is good. It's brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. And Cornerstone Community Bank is a dedicated group of people to move your local dreams forward. That's what they do. They have three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street, right down the street from us. And, of course, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and getting ready to open up another one in Anderson, is Cornerstone Community Bank. Okay. The shall Gavin Newsom be recalled from the office of governor? He squeaked by last night with 63% of the vote. It was 68%, the one I have. 68% of the votes have been counted. He received 5,840,000 no votes, which means he gets to stay in office, and 3,300,000 yes votes, means remove him from office. You know, the when they started out on the signatures, they weren't really going anywhere. Until that one fateful night when Gavin when Gavin went to the French Laundry. You remember? Went to the French Laundry.
I do. I've been reminded
that
about it.
Just
a lot.
Roared back into life there. And now how does Shasta County vote? And you kind of look at it, and it was just the opposite. Here in Shasta County, they had, from the latest, from last night, 64% of the voters wanted to recall him, and 35% rose against it. So we just kind of flip-flop our numbers here in Shasta County. And Larry Elder was the winner as far as if you were voting who you wanted to see become governor. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's really telltale on what's going on. And I talked to Mark Baird early this morning. God bless him for what he does. And anyway, it's really something when you look and understand that Northern California, basically the state of Jefferson, voted to recall Newsom. We want to protect our lands. We want to protect our properties. We want the right to protect ourselves, and we want we don't want our state just to burn down. It also would be held in interest that all of a sudden we have all these COVID cases here in Shasta County. It's sort of like, how far do we go in believing what the government is capable of? I'm sure that you and I, 15 years ago, I know when you first started your radio program, we knew the government was capable of some things, but I don't think either one of us dreamed that they go to the extent they've gone to so far and would be this far gone as far as taking our liberties. I think it's now the time has come for 51. We need to divide the state of California, probably into four states. Tim Draper really didn't have that wrong. He just didn't have the right mechanism. And I know in the state of Jefferson, we have completed a constitution after 3.5 years. I think that people need to stand up now. And I think that all like-minded people and anybody that hears this or any of the other outlets that we have in media, Carl, you and I, and anybody that believes that we need to revive and to restore our freedom needs to let people know if they believe in liberty, they believe in freedom, move on up to the North State. Move on up here. Stay with us. Let's stand. Let's create a local government. Get rid of these false bureaucrats we have and start a local government and local governments in the counties up here, such as Sutter County, which has, San Joaquin County, which has. We need to start doing that. And I don't think there's any question or anything else now. There isn't any middle ground anymore.
Well, hello.
Oh. I'm here.
Oh, okay. No, I was just listening to you.
Well, you said well, and so I figured you.
Well, you know, when you know, the thing is Modi said it yesterday in the Board of Supervisors meeting, is that Newsom doesn't need us. He doesn't need. We could, you know, we could be all million of us up here vote one way, and it makes no difference to Newsom because he doesn't need us. It's not like you know, we're fighting everything. We're fighting most of everything he does when it comes to the mistakes he makes on the high-speed rail, on the sanctuary cities, on the spending of money the way that Newsom and the Democrats do. And frankly, we don't have the representation up here like we used to years ago. And you know, it's pathetic, frankly. It's pathetic that our own legislators, the Dallies, who have reached out to the other side, have made a point of saying, hey, look, this is how we live up here. They've brought people up here from the other districts. And when one of the biggest decisions and for the North State is to shut down a prison, which will destroy the economy of Susanville and Lassen County, They didn't even learn about it until it was announced in the press. And this is indicative of what we face right here in Northern California, trying to deal with, you know, reaching out, trying to deal with the Democrats. They could care less. They don't care.
They want to
shut down businesses. They want to stop bear hunting. It's all of these things. They have no concept. Because they're in their tightly woven, blighted cities. And I see things in the chat room about the fires burning, and then are they going to allow people even to move back in those areas? How long is it going to take them to do that?
Right.
Yeah. The whole thing is such that, California, and it's been said way before we were around, Terry, that this state's too big to govern.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the thing is that talked about the restaurants. I mean, Black Bear got shut down.
You know,
that
after you called me,
beside himself.
When you called me on that yesterday, I said, I'm going to check that.
Yeah.
I called him, and the guy said, yeah, we're shut down today. We'll be open tomorrow. But the whole thing is having enough people to work there.
Well, yeah, and Tortilla Flats, which has been an institution here for years.
Well, Deja Vu from the Hearth, all these different places are getting hit because they don't have enough people to work there.
Well, we have to, you know, there is no more guesswork. If somebody has a better solution than splitting the state constitutionally and legally, I'm all ears. I know I've talked to the folks from New California, good people. The challenge is that, you know, you have a situation where you've got people in Southern California, then there's a gap, there's no contiguous line, there's no way where you can have, where that's going to ever work that way. The problem also is how do you get representation with 24 million people? I mean, you don't. That's why New Hampshire has such a great representation ratio, as many of the other states do. Even Texas has a better ratio than we do by five or six times.
Well, you know, the other thing on this was it worked before until they made that Supreme Court decision where there were senators up here. You know, the counties had senators so that we had a say. And then you could balance that out. But
well,
that,
here, but then I don't that, mean to interrupt, but I want to. That's a great point. The thing is that that is an opinion. The Supreme Court only gives opinions that get adopted to the states. The Reynolds versus Sims opinion by the Supreme Court was 1964. California didn't even adopt that till late 1966. So once you have a swing in what's fitting for the bureaucrats, I'm not talking about representatives or public servants, the bureaucrats, then they swing that thing, and you still can't do it with the amount of people we have. You can't do it with 40 million.
Well,
you know, I mean, it's just. Yeah, and you're right. Every county should have a senator like we did prior to 64. We should have a senator just like we do in the United States Senate. We have two senators, no matter how big or how small the state is. We have two senators per state, and the House of Representatives is based upon population. And that's the way all the states were based, with their state governments. And so you're absolutely right about that. But, you know, really and truly, now it has come to a pinnacle where you need to stand up and say, okay, we need representation. And I don't think that that's
hey, Terry,
an argument.
I got to run at 7:31.
All right, buddy.
Thanks. You made your point, though.
Thank you.
You bet. 7:31 in the morning here on the 15th of September. And Reading Fashion Alliance, my friends, is hosting their fourth annual fashion show gala premiere on Saturday, September 25th. Join them on Market Street's new Umbrella Alley to enjoy an evening of fashion and fun, showcasing the work of local fashion designers on film and in person. You can purchase your tickets at readingfashionalliance.org, on their Facebook page, or through Eventbrite. And let me tell you, Linda and I went to the one several years ago, and it was just, these are all local people, and seeing the types of designs and the clothing they come up with is really interesting. Some very avant-garde, others are a little more traditional, but it covers all age groups, too. So that's going to be Reading Fashion Alliance. ReadingFashionAlliance.org. Get your tickets. Okay, 7:32 in the morning. We'll be right back, and let's talk about what happened at the Board of Supervisors meeting yesterday. A lot of things happened. Then we're going to discuss Bob Woodward's book, Peril. This one is causing a lot of consternation. As you can imagine, I have some consternation with some of the revelations in there, if they are true. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about. We'll be right back.
I've done. I've got a picture in the back of my mind of what I've lost and what I've won. I've survived every.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligations. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop-in for an hour or more and try it out. Drop-in.mobi. That's drop-in.mobi.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California.
Ooh, I think my dad's gone.
And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Linda is taking care, you know, we divide our duties, and Linda takes care of things to keep things, you know, going, like, you know, our bills, the house, and all that, and I come in for two crewing hours a day here, and I try to act like it's, you know, it's, that's what I do. Anyway,
looks like we got a call during the break, Carl, for you.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It was a gentleman who wanted to see if you have been extended your warranty.
You're cruel. You're cruel, Jared. You're cruel. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Hey, nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's truly from the old school. He knows how to fix windshields. Don't take your car out to somebody on the side of a road. Yeah, I'll fix those cracks for you. No. He can fix a chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. That's Jeff Wurst, and he guarantees his work. It's a veteran-owned business. He gives free consultations, free inspections, and it'll let you know if you can fix it or not. And if you can't, because it's just too damaged, he'll send you someone he trusts. This is Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, located at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. The Board of Supervisors meeting, a lot of stuff went on that. As we talked about yesterday, they were going to address sending a letter to the governor saying we're against these mandates. But that didn't exactly happen. They did pass a resolution opposing COVID-19 vaccine mandates for government workers and employees of private businesses. But they decided not to send a letter to Newsom expressing its our opposition, their opposition to testing, masking, and the vaccination mandates. It's because, you know, it's Newsom, it's one size fits all. If it's good for L.A. County, it's good for everybody, which, of course, is absolutely wrong. It's not. If you remember in the early days of COVID, they had everything shut down, and Alturas had not even had a case for months. And yet they still had to shut down their restaurants just like everybody else, if they did. They wanted to let the governor know that it's let the counties make their own make their own decisions on this. We know we're fighting it. Yeah, we are encouraging it, but we're not going to shut down like before. In early August, the state announced that all healthcare workers must be fully vaccinated by September 30th. My friends, you don't know what kind of problems you're going to have with this. Many of you do. What happens if the nurses or portion of the nurses, nope, I'm not going to do that. And if you fire me, fine. I can go to another job. It pays me just as much money. And you can try and run your hospital without us. But it's not just the nurses. It's anybody that comes in contact with the patients. So, you know, when you talk to somebody about being admitted, they're going to have to be vaccinated. What about your cleaning staff? Who's going to do that? They come in contact with patients. They, too, will have to be vaccinated.
I don't think they have to be vaccinated. They just have to get tested.
Some of them do have to be because they're in contact with the patients because they're going into the rooms.
Gotcha. I was under the impression they just had twice a week they had to get a test.
No.
All right.
Now you can say, I don't want to be vaccinated. Now, Shasta Regional is letting their people be tested, and the new tests are very, they're non-intrusive. They're not sticking that swab up into your brain. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, I got tested right after the thing hit, and man, that wasn't comfortable.
And the new tests are much more accurate than the original tests coming out. But things like engineering crews, anybody says, I'm not going to have the government tell me to get an injection. We're on the verge of having perhaps a real medical crisis here, not because of COVID, but because of people leaving their jobs. Modi said, when they said that some members of the board said the letter would have little or no effect on the governor's position. Well, of course not. And this is what Modi said. I think what was mentioned is true. It's symbolic at best. If you think that anything we're going to do is going to change the governor's mind, you're fooling yourself. See? He doesn't need us up here. He doesn't look for us for votes or anything. And it's absolutely true. If there were, you know, if Northern California was the game changer, whichever way Northern California went would be the one, you know, for winning the election, we'd be getting a lot more attention, for sure. Some of the public also urged supervisors to send a strong message to the governor. Now, the board members said they were in favor of residents being vaccinated, however, said they were opposed to state and federal officials forcing them on residents, of course. Now, the other thing that they talked about was the Fountain Wind Project. Remember, they were going to meet on September 27th for the Fountain Wind Project. However, they also put that off until October 26th, an appeal to the County Planning Commission's denial of the Fountain Wind Project. And they put that off. They're going to put it off till October due to COVID-19 and the number of cases we're having, and the high rate of infections we're getting here. So that's going to happen later. So it will happen, though. A lot of things, a lot of decisions made at Board of Supervisors, which touches you. The government, local government, touches you. This is the one you have the most impact on, my friends. So you've got to be what, you know, it's bad enough that we live in a state where the governor couldn't find Alturas, much less anything about it. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Regarding the issue as far as having the mandates and the nursing staff and so forth leaving their job because they don't want to comply, you got to step back and look at the big picture. This is another reason to justify bringing in immigrants. It's no different with them shutting down the small businesses where they can't find enough people to hire. The next thing you know, they're going to be hiring the immigrants that are coming in across the border. They'll work for less, or they'll work for the current wages that they have as far as the local operation. This is the way of justifying letting in all these people. They're going to fill in all the jobs for the people that are taking these extended unemployment benefits and not going back to work. They're going to fill those jobs behind them with the immigrants.
Well,
same thing with the nursing. They'll bring in nurses from out of the country. They'll love to get here and work. You know, I don't know if you've ever met any of these traveling nurses that come around.
Oh, yeah. They make lots of money, too.
They make lots of money, and they are thrilled to be here. Whether they're, a lot of them come from out of this country.
Well, you know, the thing, too, Chris, and we've got to run here, but here's the thing about it, though. If a large number of the staff just says, fine, I'm leaving, you're not going to be able to get people in to replace them very easily.
Well, I think what they'll do is they'll dedicate designate a crisis, and they'll start bringing in the nurses from the military.
Well,
National Guard.
They could do that. That's one of the things they could do, but we'll see. The thing is that they, you know, this is a self-inflicted wound, as we might say.
We've
shot ourselves in the foot. I believe they said, if you have religious objections to it, and that's all you have to say. They can't ask you what religion you are to say that, it's against my religious beliefs to get this vaccination. Well, the company cannot ask you what your religion is. It's against the law. Also, the doctors writing saying that they people cannot have the vaccinations. Now the health authorities here in California said, if you write those, we're going to take a good look at it and see why you said they couldn't do it. So they're threatening the doctors too. This whole thing is threat instead of education.
Well, there's another opportunity here. You know, they keep saying go get the jab for the vaccine. Let's turn it around and work it the other way. Let's have everybody go in and get antibody checked.
Well,
maybe the numbers completely turn around. Maybe we do have herd immunity.
We've been saying that since the beginning. That why aren't we checking to see how many people have had this thing, and are walking and it walked around, never knew they had it. They didn't have it severe enough to cause anything, or they thought they might have a mild case of the flu. You know, we could find out that a vast majority of this country has had COVID, and so there's your herd immunity, but. We don't do that because it doesn't let the government kind of control, which is what I think this has been going on.
I was talking to the gal that lives next door to me. She's had it twice and never knew it.
There's been people that have done that. Now, I've been vaccinated. Linda's been vaccinated. We have not had COVID. We haven't haven't shown any symptoms of it. I believe the vaccination works. It's not perfect though, and you knew that. We've talked about that too. It's not a smallpox. It's not a polio type of perfect.
I don't think it's a vaccine. I think it's an inoculation.
Well, you know what? The thing is, it seems to be working for a lot of people. The people in the hospital, the vast majority of them, have not been inoculated. So we have to run.
I was just going to say, Philip did mention something in the chat room, which I was thinking myself. If we did have herd immunity at this point, we wouldn't be seeing the spikes in the hospital that we've seen.
We don't know what they're classifying as COVID. It could be the regular flu.
Well, you know, I don't agree with that one, but we got to take a break.
Okay.
Thanks. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. And the Estate Granite, and I'm Mike Huber. I needed a bocce ball partner. And Jared's got to work that night. So I've got Mike Huber's going to be on my team from Estate Granite. He is very competitive, and he's never played it before, as neither have I, so it could be a real mess out there. And we're bringing in two more people. I'm bringing in ringers. No, there's no ringers in bocce ball. But his business, Estate Granite, is just simply outstanding. He's virtually an artist when it comes to marble, granite, slate. He can redo your kitchen so that it is more beautiful than you'd ever thought it could be. This and much more. That's Estate Granite. He works by appointments only. Give him a call at 241 Stone. And it is a veteran-owned business. 66 degrees out there at 749. We'll be right back. I want to talk about something that happened to Linda and I last night. We'll be right back. Thank you.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, empowering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Seasons Restaurant, located inside Wind River Resort and Casino, just got happier with outstanding appetizers. Stop by Thursday through Sunday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. to enjoy pulled pork fries, coconut shrimp, Southwest quesadillas, and so much more. Your taste buds will be happier at Seasons. Mimosas are not just for brunch. Come try Seasons Tableside Bubbles and Berries Mimosa Bar, delivered right to your table. Thursday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., only $15. Bubbles are better at the river. See WinRiver.com for more details.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Reading Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 16th for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay education programming. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. It's me today, you lucky people. We've been talking about a number of things, the election, the border supervisors, the COVID. COVID seems like it's always in there. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, the best place in Reading to buy jewelry. They have a huge selection. It's at fair prices. They are really, really nice people. They know what they're doing. They can help you design special pieces of jewelry if that's what you would like to have for your loved ones. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading across from Sierra Gibbs. Give them a call at 222-2750. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. Bob Woodward's written another book. He writes books, of course. He's written like a trilogy of books on Trump. His latest one is called Peril. And there were some bombshells in this book. Now, the thing about it is he says he talked to over 200 sources. Yet nobody there's no names. There's no names of people that talk to him. And that can be that's a little scary when you start writing a book based on sources you don't name. Is it just one source for a piece of information, as the as journalists have started doing? They used to have, you know, they'd have to have corroborating sources before they'd run a story, and it doesn't happen like that anymore. So when he writes a book and he's basing it on unnamed people, I have a problem with that. But there's 5 points that was in his book that Mike Pence was caught in between a rock and a hard spot, and he struggled with the decision to follow the law and accept electoral votes cast, which he did. It didn't, you know, you wouldn't have known it, but he reached out to another former vice president. He says, and Dan Quayle, who said, "I know the position you're in." Now, this is according to Woodward. And you don't know if it's true or not, first of all, because, you know, the sources will not say what their names are. Now, one of the big things here is that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, supposedly acting out of what of shock and fear due to the January 6th incident, General Milley purportedly gathered a group of senior military officers to review the procedures for launching nuclear weapons. The president, of course, can launch, but it has to go through a whole series of things. You can't just one morning wake up and say, you know, I'm just tired of Belize or Afghanistan. And the reports that says that Milley looked at all the officers and asked them to confirm that they understand. He doesn't have any type of command authority. He also reportedly called his Chinese counterpart in the Chinese, you know, in the army there, their chief of staff. And the first call reportedly took place on October 30th when Milley said, "If we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time." Now, I'm not saying this is true at all, because there's no sources on this. This is just Woodward writing something, and he's been shown to be wrong so much before. But if Milley did that, I mean, that's a pretty serious accusation. You know, some people say that could even be treason. And then on January 8th, he called again, saying that things may look unsteady, but it's the nature of democracy. And that, don't worry, the government's stable. I could almost hear him say that. But the other one, if he did it, Milley needs to step down. Well, he needs to step down anyway because of where he thought the real enemies of our military is. And also for the Afghanistan debacle, frankly. Hey, Linda and I don't have enough time to talk about it. I'll wait till tomorrow, and we'll discuss it tomorrow. Something that Linda and I did last night, that if anybody had said to me, you're gonna do this, I would have said, probably not. I believe in that type of service we went to. But we'll talk about it tomorrow, Thursday. Because we're going to be, we'll have time to talk about it. We're going to be at Caffeinate for a Cause, right down the street here at Dutch Bros. And we've got 2 hours there to discuss a number of things going on. But I'll wait till tomorrow to discuss this. 8 o'clock in the morning, when we come back, Sheriff Michael Johnson will be joining us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Tropical Depression Nicholas appears to be in no big rush to leave Louisiana, and that is not good news for areas that are still dealing with the aftermath of flooding from Hurricane Ida.
We do have some flood warnings that we've issued this morning, and we've had some homes flooded in St. Charles Parish as well, or some water entering the homes, but it's not that deep in some of the homes.
Tim Erickson at the National Weather Service says a storm will produce flooding rains for 2, maybe even 3 days. Let us be gracious in defeat. Republican Larry Elder's appeal to supporters after California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom survived a recall challenge. While an array of high-profile Democrats came out in support of Newsom, Elder notes there is one thing they did not talk about, Newsom's record.
Notice that all these people, whether it was Barack Obama or Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, all of whom cut a commercial for Gavin Newsom, notice they never said the following words. Gavin Newsom has done a good job for the people of California.
Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1 in California. SpaceX preparing to launch its first all-civilian space mission liftoff tonight from the Kennedy Space Center. Correspondent Marcia Dunn at Cape Canaveral.
This is going to be the first time in 60 years of human spaceflight that there's not a quote-unquote professional astronaut or cosmonaut or taikonaut, if you want to talk about the Chinese, on board. This is the first time there are going to be 4 ordinary people, as ordinary as a billionaire can be, but these are not professional space travelers.
If all goes according to plan, they'll spend 3 days orbiting the Earth before coming home. The mission's aim is to raise $100 million in donations for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 74 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
One listener that stands out that I worked with was this older couple that was interested in refinancing. They reached out to a few different lenders, and, you know, their credit wasn't the best. I know some of these other bigger banks, you just won't hear back from them, which I cannot stand. Not everybody has the 780 credit scores, and just because you don't qualify at one time doesn't mean that you'll never qualify. I'll walk you through what you have to do, whether it's 2, 3, 6 months from now. Back to that older couple, we worked with them for months and months to improve their credit. And we were able to get the loan done. We were saving them hundreds each month, thousands of dollars a year. Finally got themselves into a situation financially that they can handle. And they could start saving money each month for retirement. End of the day, they just could not be happier, which just put a huge smile on my face.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park, Grove, Nevada, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org, corporate animalist number 1330, equal housing lender. By license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The European Union will donate another 200 million coronavirus vaccine doses to Africa.
This is an investment in solidarity, and it is an investment also in global health.
That's how European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is describing the donation, which adds to the 250 million doses already pledged. The move underscores the EU resolve to boost the challenge low-income nations are facing. In her State of the Union address, the Commission President stressed that global vaccine inequality had to be addressed sooner rather than later.
With less than 1% of global doses administered in low-income countries, the scale of injustice and the level of urgency is obvious.
I'm Karen Chamas.
A Swedish court sentences a 47-year-old man to 3 years in prison spying for Russia, handing over information on the Swedish truck and bus maker Scania, returned for money paid out over several years. News and analysis at townhall.com. House Republicans requesting the FDA provide information on any potential White House pressure to approve COVID booster vaccines for the general population.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise and Representative James Comer of Kentucky, ranking member of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, sent a letter to the FDA requesting documents on Biden administration communications about booster shots amid concerns of, quote, potential political interference. In the letter, the lawmakers accuse the FDA of announcing its plans to allow mRNA vaccine recipients to get boosters beginning September 20th without evidence and data. The Republicans' request come a day after 2 departing FDA officials wrote in a paper published in The Lancet that current evidence does not show boosters for the general population are necessary. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Wall Street's key averages bouncing between small gains and losses this morning. Right now, the Dow is up 82 points. The Nasdaq has just gone positive. It's up 3. The S&P, 11 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it's Wednesday. We're on the downward slide now. Okay. Only one more grueling hour. And then we can wrap that one up. But hey, good morning, everybody. It's the 15th of September, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's here and he's got the weather.
Good morning. It is currently,
you do, right?
I do. Sorry, I had to turn off the fan.
Okay.
It's currently 69 degrees. Today we're going to see a high of 97, a low of 58. Tomorrow, a high of 91, a low of 57. On Friday, a high of 91, a low of 57. On Saturday, a chance of showers with a high of 82, a low of 57. And Sunday, showers likely with a high around 73, a low around 49. And Monday, a high around 80 and a low around 55.
Okay. And the air quality index this morning is 156, which is unhealthy. Because of the continuous fires that I lay at the feet of government administrations, it goes back, I can say 50 years, I can say 100 years, but lack of planning out there, and we're just going to continue to burn. I remember the Cal Fire guy saying months ago, before all this started, this could be the worst year we've ever had, and so far, he's been right. The weather and the AQI is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Great customer service there. You can give them a call at 365-3793. 66 degrees, and with us today is Sheriff Mike Johnson, Shasta County Sheriff. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your first time in as sheriff.
Yeah, how about that? And yeah. First time in a green uniform.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I see that. You've changed the uniform. Or that happened, you said, before.
Prior to me, yeah. They changed by popular vote, I guess, to go away from the tan and green to all green uniform. And I like it. I like the all green uniform.
I kind of like it, too.
Yeah.
I like, of course, I wore uniforms for most of my adult life.
Right.
So even when I was doing contract work, we all wore the same stuff.
It's funny. My people that have known me a long time kid me because I went to the Fish and Game Academy. That's the basic academy I went to. So they said, oh, you finally made it to green after 25 years.
25 years. Yeah. Are you going to have like a rocker under there, fishing. I think it's Fish and Wildlife now.
But Fish and Wildlife.
It's always going to be Fish and Game. Yeah. We were just, during the break, we were talking about, with you about COVID and the jail.
Yes.
Now, do you, what are the procedures when you pick up somebody?
Well, inmates get tested as well. The real procedure is for my personnel, which was part of our conversation,
yeah.
Carl, which I think that everybody should know is, that we, because of the state and the COVID restrictions and everything, in fact, our captain instituted this prior to it just to get ahead of the curve. We have, we believe in choice for our employees, right? We don't want to force them to be vaccinated if they don't want to be vaccinated. So we have the system in place that if you're vaccinated, it's great, then you don't have to go through the process. But if you're not vaccinated, your other choice is to just get a weekly test. And so we have weekly tests that it's about like a 15-minute turnaround for the test. It's way less intrusive than the longer process test where they scratch the back of your brain.
Yeah, but they've got the new ones now that are quick and
quick and
a lot less.
And I actually went in and did it just so I know what it was about.
What do they do? I mean, I haven't had one.
It's a nasal swab on each side of your interior of your nose, but you don't have to dig deep up in, like I said, into your brain. It's just kind of the cavity, and then it you put some droplets in this package. You insert that swab into the liquid in the package, and then it has a window reader. It's kind of like a pregnancy test almost. And if the line appears a single line, then you're clear. If it shows a double line, then you're a positive.
Well, I'm not saying that that first initial test, they stuck that swab you know, really far back.
Oh, yeah.
I just know that I lost 3 years of my life.
Oh, man.
Just totally just wiped out.
Yeah.
You know, I have no idea what happened between.
Well, I'm pretty sure they cleaned the back of my eyeball.
Yeah, 65 and 68.
Yeah.
Of course, there could have been other reasons for that, too. Now, what's your percentage of
you know, I don't have the exact percentage for you. I asked my captain, Captain Gene Randall, who is running the jail over there, and he told me it's roughly probably 65-70% of our employees are vaccinated over there. That's a rough estimate.
Okay.
And, probably closer to 70-75% of the inmates are vaccinated.
So they've taken advantage of it. Huh?
Yeah, they have.
Hey, it's free. It's good. Yeah, I'll take that vaccine. By the way, can I have an extra slice of bologna?
So, you know, as an institution, probably one of the highest institutions percentage-wise, when you're talking about the employees and the inmates together, of most of them in the North State.
Okay. Last month, which, you know, you had 1,000 things going on, you just, you know, pinned it on and all this. So in this month, this first month, what have you realized?
Well, I've realized, kind of like I thought going in, that, the sheriff's office is definitely a different organization and run differently than your local PDs, and not in a good or bad way, just different. And there's a lot to it. There's a lot of different aspects and responsibilities in the sheriff's department. And, you know, I've been educating myself. I think I told you the first time we met, Carl, on the jail and the coroner's office are two of my biggest learning curves. So I've been trying to bring myself up to speed with that. I have been meeting, it's my goal to meet with every employee of 242 employees in the Sheriff's Department, and it was my goal to meet with every single one of them individually meetings, and I've been doing that. It's been monopolizing the majority of my time, obviously, but those meetings are key because I need to know the people I'm working with, one, and I need to know the common problems and strengths of the organization, and I've been getting that. So it's been great. It's been definitely a.
Have they been opening up to you?
They have. They've been very good about it. And
biggest surprise
is the shortage in staffing across the board. I knew they were short deputies, right? But
right.
I didn't really realize how profound the shortage in staffing was across the board, from, you know, the records department to the deputies to the jail. The jail's the worst. It's
jail's always had a problem.
Poor people. They have put in 30,000 hours of overtime to date from January till now. There's employees there that have put in 600 to 700 hours individually since January 1st. It's just, they're not getting time off, and they're hardworking, they're dedicated, and they're really good employees, all of them across the board. That's, you know, talking about the biggest surprise, and I don't want to say it as a surprise, but just realization is, man, there are some great men and women working that are so dedicated working for the Sheriff's Department, and we just have to get over some of the hurdles that have been in the way and becoming more efficient operation.
Okay. We're here with Shasta County Sheriff Mike Johnson, and we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Talking about the financial side of Maxwell Insurance and Financial, if things have changed dramatically over the last 2 years, a year and a half especially. If you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plans or your 401ks, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation from one of our experts, or maybe even Judy herself. Give them a call at 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial has been in place giving just outstanding service since 1993 for our community here, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Sheriff Mike Johnson, 8:14 in the morning on the 15th of September, 66 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Sweet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:18 in the morning here on the 15th of September, 66 degrees out there. Your air quality index is not good, my friends. It's 156. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, of course, is going through the same throes that a lot of other hospitals are in our nation. However, Casey Fatch was on Tuesday, the CEO of the hospital, and as he pointed out, they've got room there. They also have the same things that other people are doing. The emergency rooms, people are not going to be treated for things that later on become more serious. They are, you know, they want people, if you've got something going on, and don't be concerned, you're going to be safe, come into the emergency room to take care of a health issue. If you don't go there, if you don't have a regular doctor, you're not involved in some kind of with a regular physician, they can they're going to take care of you right there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, Shasta County Sheriff, has been in the job all of 2 months.
Month. This is my fifth week.
Your fifth week. Okay, got it. And you talked about the shortage of personnel across the board. And every police department, every law enforcement agency is facing the same thing.
They are, yes.
From the California Highway Patrol across, where you used to have 50 candidates for one position, now you're down to probably 10, maybe.
Yeah. Now you're down to 50 agencies competing for one candidate.
Yeah, yeah. That one person.
Yeah.
Does Shasta County have hiring bonuses?
The police department does. You know, interesting you bring that up. We're working on that. Actually, just yesterday at the Board of Supervisors, Supervisor Jones actually proposed a signing bonus for laterals to stay competitive. We had a short discussion, we being me and the Board of Supervisors, about bringing forward several different ideas in a program, which I coincidentally am in the middle of working on now. Back to the board so they can pass some different provisions to keep us competitive and to maybe make Shasta County Sheriff's Office a little more attractive to lateral candidates in particular.
What's the biggest difference between being a sheriff's deputy and a policeman?
The biggest difference is that the deputies don't have backup readily available when they go to calls. So as a deputy, you may go to take a domestic violence, for instance, a domestic violence case, and you're in the rural part of the county, and you don't have the luxury of having a backup rolling for you just several blocks away or on the other side of the city limits. Your backup can be a half hour or better behind. So you learn to use your verbal skills a lot better, are a lot more readily available, I would say, as a deputy, as a city officer.
Are your sheriff's deputies trained in confrontations with mental health, people with mental health problems?
Absolutely, yeah. Any peace officer is, in particular in the state of California, receives a good amount of training in that and updated training on that. It's part of the curriculum. It's part of the perishable skills that we keep up on.
Okay.
So now are we experts in it? I would say no. And I would say
you're not a mental health professional. You're law enforcement.
Exactly. Same thing I've said from the beginning. You know, there's come this unrealistic expectation by society in general that social services is somehow being transferred to law enforcement's responsibility, and that's just not the case. We're not highly trained like mental health experts are or like social service experts are, but we do have a much higher level of training in those arenas than we've ever had, and programs are constantly being developed and will continue to be developed, is my hopes, and which we'll push for, so we can have some crossover and get those folks to the right people instead of jailing them all the time.
You know, the city has the ability to put out this new program, the crisis response team, I guess,
yes,
with mental health professionals. That's very difficult when you've got a county as big as some states.
Well, it is, but certainly not. It's not. It's definitely doable. It's and I think it's a great program, and we are definitely going to be part of that program. It comes down to, again, what we were talking about, Carl. You know, manpower. So I've got to have got to have the available staffing so I can dedicate somebody to that program and it can be effective and not something that's just going to be temporary then go away because I have to pull them back and work a patrol. So that's why I'm looking to bring up staffing so we could get back involved in those things. You know, we've got the marijuana issue, which we've been working on hard. And
I was going to get to
that takes
one.
People,
yeah,
too.
Sure. Well, let's just move right into that.
Sure.
One of the first things you did.
Yeah, and we're going strong with that. Yeah, going strong. We've had several operations. We've been in, done one in Shingletown, Mary's Mountain, Fall River. We've done in South County. We've got some more planned. We just did one a few days ago, Carl, where we got, 4,500 plants. Huge operation. And, actually, there was 8 parcels targeted on that operation, and we just didn't have the manpower or time to get to them all. We got 6 of those 8 parcels done, and that's what we ended up with, a plant count and, you know, various, we call them hoop houses, the plastic PVC pipe with the plastic, where they grow. Tore down several of those, just a great operation, but again, it's manpower issue. We're getting overwhelmed with reports of marijuana grows throughout the county, which we know it's serious. If it's in your backyard, it's a problem,
so
right?
How do you, we're not talking about somebody growing 4 plants in their backyard. We're talking about major illegal grows.
Correct.
On state land or federal land.
State, federal land, private land, it doesn't matter. Land. We call them trespass grows when they're not on grows that they're authorized to be on. And a lot of times they're Mexican cartel grows, and they're a problem. The biggest problem here is, you know, the county's been without a marijuana program for just about 5 years now, and in that 5 years, it's just exploded. There's been nobody keeping them in check. So now we're at a point where we're trying to re-implement marijuana, illegal marijuana enforcement, and we've got catch-up to do, and we're so far behind. And on top of that, I'm staffing this all on overtime with guys that are already working a full work shift each week, then come in on their days off to work marijuana and run the program. So it's difficult, but I'm not going to tell you we're not going to get it done. We're, again, we got dedicated folks, as do our allied agencies who are helping us. We're using
Yeah, that
everybody.
Was one of the questions that just came in. The state used to provide agents to help. Are they still doing that?
Yeah, but in a different fashion. It's we don't have the multi-state task force teams like we used to. So what's happening now is marijuana enforcement. I'd say the lead in marijuana enforcement for the state is Fish and Wildlife. They have a dedicated unit of, you know, 6, 7, 8 guys that's all they do. And they do a great job with it, and they're squared away with it. And we use them as a resource, and they use us as a resource too, to get some of these done. But now if you're talking about a state resource like Fish and Wildlife, you know, they're not just focusing on Shasta County. They're going everywhere.
Of course.
So
now have you arrested anybody?
Yeah, there's been arrests made. They take bigger case investigations with these, right? So if we catch guys out on the grow sites when we go and we raid the place, those are arrests that are on site. But a lot of times those people are at the fringes of these and they flee into the woods, and we don't catch them right away, so then we have to do the investigation, usually go after the main guy in charge of the operation and sometimes the property owner.
Are these foreign nationals? I've heard that some are illegals that have no idea even where they are.
Yeah, it's a mix. There's some of those girls are like that.
We have, like, local guys?
Oh, yeah. There's that, too. There's local guys that have set up major operations as well. It's really a mix.
I find it so interesting because I read a lot about Siskiyou County. I mean, they're overrun. They're not ceasing the fight. But
that's what we don't want to get like is Siskiyou County, because they really unfortunately had some huge operations come in and take over just overwhelmingly amounts of land where they clear cut places, scrape the land, and it's been an environmental disaster. Here's a little snippet of how frustrating California laws can be. So Siskiyou County, one of the ways they went about wanting to combat the problem that they're having with these illegal marijuana grows and you know, people tapping into illegal wells and water sources is, so they made an ordinance that about transporting water from one parcel to another, because that's right. What was right. Going on.
Yeah.
Well, they just had a ruling by one of the appellate courts that that was illegal. They were affecting people's livelihoods that are trying to raise chickens and goats and different things, and so they can't have that ordinance. And it really, you know, it was a great creative ordinance and to target some things. And now, you know, when you get a court that universally shuts it down and doesn't have some common sense and say, okay, well, how about in certain cases, or make them prove that it's going to grow and still make it illegal. But no, instead they make a blatant ruling that they can't do that. And it starts to cripple their, so now they got to figure out something else, which we were going to use the same type of thing, right? It's,
well, couldn't you write it in such a way that it says, that it has to do it? They have to see where it's going to, that it's not going to a legal business or a farm or something like that? Or is that too
possibly
hard?
No, I'm sure there's a way. There's always a workaround, right?
I'm sure there
is. But to tie their hands immediately with a ruling like that, instead of, you know, suggesting and putting some type of guidance or common sense into it, that's just what we get. And so yeah. We have to be creative again, go back to the drawing board and try to work it out. And it's just frustrating when you run into that. But Carl, you know, you've heard me say it before. Every problem, there's a solution, and we just have to figure it out and work our way around it and figure out how to enforce it, and we will.
Okay, we're here with Shasta County Sheriff Mike Johnson, and we're talking about the marijuana eradication program, which is going full guns.
Yes.
If we had more people and more support from the state, even though the fishing wildlife guys are out there, because it's destroying our environment out there. They're using the water. They're putting pesticides out there. They're putting poisons out there that kill everything.
Yes.
You know, so, so they're involved, but it's a huge battle going on right now. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, the only place I've had my haircut for 14 years. Really, really admire the people there. Good people. It's a veteran-owned business. They work by appointments only. Not 244-9478 is their phone number. You walk in, get your haircut, walk out, or you can just sit in there and get in there early and kind of hang around. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Nothing says hang on to summer like classic root beer float treats. At Black Bear Diner, they paired sweet root beer and decadent vanilla cream in a dreamy cream pie filling to make a root beer float pie, served in a graham cracker crust and topped with whipped cream and maraschino cherries. Grab one with your meal or box one up to go. Always shareable, always delicious. But hurry! Serve this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, where you can always feed your inner bear. Dine-in, delivery, and carry-out available.
Black Bear Diner.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Nowhere to run, baby. Don't push this out over your butt. Okay, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And chat room, I'm glad that we provide an outlet for your amusement here. And, I kind of get the feeling that some people aren't heard. So they get in the chat room and they, they express themselves. So I'm glad that we're able to provide that outlet for you in the mornings. I mean, what do you all do from 7 to 9? I mean, I'm working, Jared's working, a lot of people are on their way to work, but you guys, what do you guys do in there? You know, I guess some of them are retired and all that, so that's fine too. But I just wonder, every so often. I don't know who any of them are. I saw Philip one time, he came in to get some tickets, but I didn't get to talk to him. I just saw him through the window there. And somebody said later, hey, that was Philip. That's cool. Hey, Friday and Saturday is Paisano Days, my friend. Of course, Paisano means friend in Italian. It's free admission. Friday night is the world famous spaghetti dinner. You can have Italian sausage, you can have a big meatballs, or you can have the meatball sandwich, whatever you want. But it's a great time. They're going to have music, arts and crafts, basket raffles, beer and wine, the bocce ball tournament, which I'm involved in tomorrow. They're having the media day for bocce ball.
Oh, my wife's playing in that tournament.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is she a ringer? Does she know how to play?
She's pretty good, actually.
Oh, you know what? They said we have to roll the balls. We can't throw them like grenades.
Right.
We're in trouble already.
Yes, Carl. Don't go back to your military days.
Don't go back in
rolling the ball.
On Saturday also, now Friday they're going to be there from 5 to 10 p.m. And on Saturday they're going to start at 10 a.m. go to 9 p.m. And that's down in South City Park, which is a very safe area down there. You don't have to worry about it. Did I mention cannolis? That's going to be there. Okay. We're with... Sheriff Mike Johnson, Shasta County Sheriff, he's talked about the attacks they've been making on the it's not out of control yet, right? The marijuana grows.
Well, I don't want to say it's out of control because we're going to get it under control. It's just going to take some time.
Right.
But it is definitely a problem. It is, it is a huge problem. And the, when we go back to the manpower issue, Carl, we are, you know, we're reaching out to our allied agencies, the DA's office, RPD, APD, all the, agencies that have a law enforcement patch. We're reaching out to them to, for manpower to do these grows. So, The real problem is not, or the real labor intensive part is physically being there and tearing them out. That's usually a day or two operation. The
How do you do that? Do you just cut down the,
Well, it depends. It depends.
I mean, a bulldozer would be good.
Yeah. If they're outdoor grows and there's not, the plants have not started budding yet.
Yeah.
Then we can just cut them and stack them and leave them and they're done. But if they've started budding and, you know, there's product on there, we can't just leave that there because they'll just come right back in and even take them out of the cut down plant.
It's difficult to burn it now too.
Yeah, we gotta pull it away. So, the other one, the hoop houses and stuff that they grow in, the indoor grows, we call them, they'll harvest those 3 to 4 times a year. So we can't leave those structures up. They're unpermitted structures. So we tear them down. But then if they're on, if there's like a trespass grow, let's say Carl Bott owns a couple hundred acres and he doesn't even know that been an illegal grow on there, then we don't want to tear it down and leave you with a mess, right? So then we're trying to help haul that stuff out. But really the investigative and the front end work that goes into going to one of these grows, you know, we have to identify who the property owner is. We have to establish probable cause. We have to get a search warrant. We have to do the basic investigation before we even go to the grow. That takes time. Then when the grow's all ripped out in a day or two when we're done and we leave, now those same agents that have put all that work into going to that grow have to do the follow-up. They have to book the evidence. They have to build the case. They have to write the reports. So it takes more time. So when it's not as easy as just going grow to grow every day and start tearing things out, there's a whole process involved.
Yeah, you can't just – how about once you get them identified and you've done things legally, you just come over with a helicopter and just spray them with something?
Yeah, I would love to do that. I don't think that we can do that though.
Is that illegal?
You know, the more than spraying it is, it would be great if we can pollinate it with male pollen and ruin the plants that way. But
I've heard, you know, the first time I heard that, it was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
And you know who it was, right? Reversion Selmo.
Oh yeah.
He said he wanted to get bags of pollen.
Yeah.
And just go over and pollinate it. Yeah. And ruin their whole crop.
Well, it's a great concept, but don't think that's legal to do, and that's not the way we do it. It's also a great concept. People have talked about, why don't you just fly drones and Roundup spray all them? Well, I wish we could do all that, but that's not how the process works. So we have to, you know, we have a legal responsibility and parameters that govern how we work, and so that's what we're working under, and that involves search warrants and a process where we go to the land and cut them out.
Wow. It's just not easy.
It's not easy.
And there's so many of them.
Correct.
So when you take out 4,500 plants, what's the street value of that? Approximately.
It's hard to say. I don't even know if I could give you a street value of what that is.
It's got to be in the millions, though.
Yeah, because that's a combination of both indoor and outdoor grow. Yeah, it's definitely in the millions, You know, and like I said, those indoor plants, you can harvest them 3 to 4 times a year. Outdoor plants, it's once a year, but they're much a bigger plant, and each plant has a bigger yield. So really hard to estimate that.
Okay. I think we've addressed the marijuana issue and the fact that this is one of yours. What's another priority you have?
Sure. Another priority. Well,
besides growing, getting the number of people that you need that's on your table of organization, as we call it.
Back to the mental health thing, Carl, that's a priority of mine too. And the crisis response team, where we have actually an officer or two, one of ours and probably one of Reading Police Department's is how the program is being developed, ride with a couple of mental health workers and respond to calls for service that are involving mental health people, individuals who are in crisis, and delivering them to the correct resources and then getting them the correct help. That is a priority of mine, too. But again, manpower issue, and we're trying to get there.
Sure. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here for our last segment. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, 2173 Hilltop Drive, open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. But they have grab bags of cigars, of really good cigars, under $30. They have all of your tobacco needs. They have all the accessories that you could possibly want. And not only that, but they're really great people down there. They help our community. They support so many of our 501 groups out there, and to help move the community forward. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Play our pro football season picks promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly choices. Plus, prior week results and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The tobacco industry uses flavors like menthol to hook kids on nicotine. Parents, know this. 1. 4 out of 5 kids who've used tobacco started with a flavored product. 2. Minty menthol makes toxic nicotine seem harmless. 3. Flavors like menthol allow addiction to happen fast. Protect kids from a lifetime of addiction. Go to flavorshookkids.org for more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tomorrow we're going to be down at Caffeinate for a Cause at the Dutch Bros right down the street from us here on Eureka and Market Street. It's a good way to give back to Turtle Bay, as have so many other great organizations. They've been hit hard through COVID. Excuse me. With fundraising. And this goes on every year. It's great. It's outside. Linda and I'll be down there and, chatting with people and, broadcasting our show. And come on by there. A dollar of every cup of coffee or beverage sold will go to Turtle Bay, plus all the tips. The baristas are giving all their tips to Turtle Bay that day. And so come down and join us tomorrow, 7 to 9. It's going to be widespread haze today. The temperature is going to be a high of 98. It's about 68 right now. Light and variable winds. Tonight, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 92. Friday, 92 again and sunny. And then they're talking Saturday night, a chance of showers after 11 p.m. And Sunday, showers likely, mostly cloudy. And Sunday night, a chance of showers, but back to being sunny. But the temperatures are going down, and they're going to be in the 80s next week, it looks like. So that's good news. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 265-2793. We have Officer Jeb.
That's Joe.
Officer Joe on the line.
Oh, hey, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Joe?
Good morning, Mike.
Morning.
I was in front of the board yesterday talking to them about how to get more sheriff's deputies in Shasta County, and I gave them a number of ideas. I know that you've spoken about some of those ideas. I was wondering if you could illuminate to the public how serious our staffing issue is here and what you're going to do to go and get more sheriff's deputies for us.
Yeah, so
thanks, Joe.
Officer Joe, I don't want to fully divulge all what I've got planned because I'm in the middle of putting together that plan. As you heard, probably I am going to deliver that to the Board of Supervisors here in a couple of weeks. So, but I could tell you this. I am personally dedicated to it's definitely on top of my priority list to implementing a plan to get more people. And here's an example. I was at the I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, and while I was in there, I got to talking to a couple of the assistants in the doctor's office and got two of them potentially recruited to come apply as deputy coroner investigators because we are way understaffed even over there. A few days before that, I was personally recruiting people to apply to the jail. So I really don't want to get into the specifics of what I'm going to present to them, but, you know, incentives are a thing, incentives for signing bonuses, incentives for the officers to recruit, advertising. It's going to be a multi-pronged approach opposed to just opening a position and hoping for applications to come in.
You know, one of the places I think are great recruiting areas are the bases. We've got several military bases in California, of course, and many of the young Marines and soldiers and sailors are getting out, and they have a transition program that lasts about a month. That would be great if, you know, if you have one of those, you know, yourself or one of the deputies go down and say, hey, look, we're looking for some good people up here. And, you know, it's a great place to live, you know, blah, 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 blah.
And that's a great idea. And that's what I'm looking for is people to give me those ideas. And by the way, Officer Joe, I know you're not still on the line, but if you're still listening, you ran down about 10 or 12 items at the Board of Supervisors and different ideas you had. I'd appreciate if you could email me those or get those to me somehow, because I'm going to be soliciting ideas from not only the public, but from all the staff in the agency to see what we can come up with, because it needs to be a comprehensive program, and it needs to I need to consider all possibilities and creative ideas out there, because what we are doing, and not just we as Shasta County Sheriff's Office, but we as a lot of law enforcement agencies are doing is simply not enough and not bringing in the staff that we need.
We've got about 6 minutes left. So what would you like to see? We've talked about the marijuana eradication. We've talked about getting the staffing levels up. We've talked about the jail. We've talked about COVID. We've talked about that. You must have a whole list of things you'd like to accomplish here.
I do. So, one of the other things I'd like to accomplish, Carl, in a reasonable amount of time is I'd really like to get some resident deputies back in place to the rural areas of the county and to these communities that lie in the rural areas that need a law enforcement officer and presence. I'd like to get back to that. Of course, that goes to manpower issues as well, but I think it's a priority, and I think as a law enforcement agency, our customer service is supposed to be at the top of the list. We work for the people. We're supposed to serve the people, and that's something I think that's missing from our professionalism, and we'll hope to fill those in the future.
What kind of continuing education do deputies have?
Well, for training, they have a lot. Education, it's pretty much up on them if they want to do like formal college type of education.
Well,
is that what you're talking about?
Just things like, these are new laws that have happened, and you could brief on that. That's their professional training. Yeah, that's what I'm kind of looking at. Something new has come down, things like that.
Yeah,
continuous?
They have, actually a lot. Some are mandated by the state, perishable skills type stuff, like your driving, your verbal, judo, as we call it, number of those, impact weapons. There's some that are perishable skills that are mandated, and there's others that are, prioritized, and then there's others that are specialty. So, specialty might be if you've got a guy that's interested in being a traffic officer or traffic enforcement, you might send them to a collision investigation school or a traffic school where they learn those traffic laws. If there's a drug, an agent, or a CINTIF officer that we're going to put out there, then they would go to specialized training. But everybody receives ongoing training on an annual basis. There's a big training budget. There's a staff member dedicated to coordinate all that training and to keep up on that and monitor, make sure everybody's getting ongoing training.
Okay, we've only got like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Do we need a new jail?
Oh my gosh.
And let me put it this way, not a new jail, but another jail.
We need more bed space, period. No matter how you look at that, whether that's a brand new jail or added to what we've got, we need to do something to expand that for sure. I would say, though, if you look at it realistically and long-term, instead of just Band-Aid, we need a new jail. That jail is outdated. It's unsafe. We're already retrofitting that jail because we lost the ADA lawsuit, and we have to bring it up to code. And mm-hmm. just to bring it up to code is, you can almost... facetiously, you could almost build a new jail for it. It's just the costs are ridiculous.
So 1,000 beds.
Oh gosh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I mean that's. I understand. I've heard this for years.
Yeah.
Is a county our size needs a jail with 1,000 beds.
Yeah, we do. And especially the state keeps pushing people on us. You're talking about shutting down Susanville now, and shut down Susanville prison. And where are all those people going to go? I could tell you this, I'll fight hard to say that you're not going to take up our bed space and force those prisoners on us, because we don't have the bed space as it is, and we need to take care of our local area and put our local criminals in jail. So it's a problem, Carl. It's a huge problem for this county.
I imagine it gets a little frustrating for all law enforcement officers to see the same guy 10, 12, 15 times.
It does, but you know what? And I tell the men and women this all the time that are working the streets and actually doing the job. You can't get overly frustrated and worry about that. It doesn't matter. You still do your job. You still arrest them. You still make the case, and you still put them in jail. If we have to turn around and release them, which is the jail I run now, right? We have to turn around and release them because of the matrix. That's what we have to do, but that doesn't mean you quit doing your job out there, because we have a community to protect one way or the other.
Okay. Shasta County Sheriff Mike Johnson's been on the job for 5 weeks.
5 weeks this week.
And counting.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate all the support out there. I appreciate everybody being patient. And again, I am open to people's ideas. It doesn't offend me, or it's not a waste of my time. If you've got an idea and you want to approach me or contact me or email me or get it to me one way or another, I do appreciate it. Can't promise I'll always implement it, but I will review it and consider it and sometimes try it.
Okay. Thanks a lot.